And we stay in the brain for some news about Parkinson's disease. This is the degenerative brain disorder, which is characterised by shaking, tremors and also difficulty moving. The boxing great Muhammad Ali has a form of this condition. There's currently no cure for Parkinson's, but 20 years ago, doctors took the radical step of trying to treat the disease by injecting new nerve cells into patients' brains. The technique was controversial because the cells they used were from human fetuses, which came from elective abortions. Now, a research paper published this week indicates the technique was nonetheless very successful, and it means that doctors may now be able to use these new methods, where the cells come instead from the patients themselves rather than from abortions, to repair brains in this way. Harvard's Ola Isaacson is one of the pioneers of this research and also the author of the new study.
Parkinson's disease. What happens in the brain is that a particular group of neurons that are called dopamine neurons, and you start off at birth with about 1 million in each side of your brain, they will degenerate over time. And the brain compensates for that for many years usually. And when you have lost about 70% of those dopamine neurons, it will be very difficult for the brain to initiate a movement. So Parkinson's disease is primarily seen as a movement disorder. There is also usually a shaking tremor and a rigidity in the muscle.
So how do people think we should be treating Parkinson's disease? What do we think is the best way of overcoming the problem?
It was clear quite early, many years ago in fact, that if you added dopamine or a substance that can make dopamine, that people could start moving better again. But it became apparent that after about 5 to 10 years, those drugs usually lost their efficacy. And so several of us many years ago started thinking about ideas which were more radical at the time, which was to reimplant those nerve cells that were lost. And the step is quite conceptually new in that this paper we're publishing suggests that actually in the future we'll be able to repair circuits, not just by providing chemicals, but by providing new cells.
And the cells that you're seeking to put into the brain, where are they coming from?
Well, this study is actually very important because it used a prototype of what we are going to do in the future with stem cells. In this particular study that actually started 15, 16 years ago in Canada, we went along to study transplanting cells from elective abortions. And to do that, almost 6 fetuses had to be dissected, and a little piece of the midbrain where these newborn nerve cells are, it's about a cubic millimeter. They were then dissociated into a liquid and injected back into the patient's brain. Now, the reason I call that a prototype is that that's a very difficult process to do indeed, and by some considered unethical.
The idea being that these fetal cells, when you put them in, they can, wire themselves in and turn into dopamine-producing nerve cells, helping to make up some of the deficit that the patient's brain previously was suffering from.
That's exactly right, Chris. The work that's been actually occurring over the last 2 decades confirm that. And this paper is, however, very important because it establishes that the cells remain very healthy in our study here up to 14 years after implantation, which actually coincides with the longevity of function, which is even more important to the patient. So current studies indicate that one set of implanted neurons can work for up to at least 20 years, and these patients actually have no use for drugs anymore, and therefore it's quite remarkable.
So how did you actually do the study? Did you have to go and get post-mortem tissue from people who had one of your transplants but have now unfortunately died, and asked, has the transplant survived in these people?
Yes. This study, which commenced many years ago, has had, of course, 20 years ago, have had patients that have died over time, obviously by different reasons than the transplants. For example, heart disease is common. And we have obtained in each one of those cases the brain for post-mortem studies. And so we've been fortunate to be able to study these brains in great detail.
And what are the implications of this study? You've looked in these brains, you've seen that the cells that you put in 14 to 20 years ago appear to be surviving for that long. Why is this important?
Well, it's very important because Parkinsonian patients will not be receiving fetal cells in the future by any stretch of the imagination. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we've been able to produce the very same dopamine neurons we had obtained by elective abortion by reprogramming skin cells from patients and then making those cells into the equivalent of a stem cell. And we were able to show that the dopamine neurons that had died in Parkinson's disease could be generated in a dish. So in other words, the very importance of this study is that it lays a foundation for us to now pursue the same cell by transplantation that we can now obtain in a dish. And that would allow us to scale up to a degree that maybe cell therapy, if it turns out to be effective in clinical trials, would be a real alternative to the current methods that the patients have for this very terrible disease.
Ole Isaacson with some very good news for Parkinson's sufferers, and he published that work this week in Cell Reports. It's interesting, isn't it? Because 20 years ago, I remember those trials going on, and it just goes to show how long the research cycle is between us doing something and then us finding out what the implications and outcomes really are.
Absolutely, and it's incredible how stem cell technology has changed in that intervening time, even in just the past 5 years. So I think it will be really interesting to maybe revisit this, maybe if we're still broadcasting in 20 years' time, and see where the new crop of stem cell therapies have gone with this.
Because like you say, everyone thought at the time the only way we were going to be able to do this was to use fetal tissue. And the idea of taking a skin cell from an adult and being able to reprogram it to turn it into a nerve cell so you'd get your own cells back, people thought you were mad if you said that that was even feasible. They didn't think it would be possible to do.
And then certainly now it is, but like with Ole's research, it takes you 20 years to find out how well they worked. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with me, Kat Arney.